So we set the rosters. One admission from our roster is John Means for the series. Had a little bit of elbow soreness following the sim game inter-squad thing we had a couple nights ago. But we fully expect him to be ready for next series. We just feel like he needed a few days off, wouldn't be ready for this series. But we feel like he should be ready for next series if we get there, hopefully.
Okay, thank you, and welcome, Austin. Thanks for coming in.
Easy.
Right. Tag team it.
Yeah.
All right, we're ready for questions for either of them. Who would like the first one? Dan, go ahead. Oh, wait for the mic, please.
Brandon, what does that do for your rotation, you know, going forward at this point?
Well, it means he obviously was going to be a candidate to start one of these games, and it means that I feel great about our starting pitching depth and Dean and Kyle Gibson, and they've both filled the ball extremely well this year, and we're hoping that John can take a few days off rehab, and hopefully if we can advance, that he'll be available for next series.
Yeah, Brandon, a lot of people I've asked you over the last week or two about the inexperience of the team, of the players, but you are not inexperienced. You had four straight deep playoff runs with the Cubs as a bench coach. What can you take out of that for going forward?
I know what it's like, honestly, and this team reminds me a little bit of those 15, 16 teams, especially 15, where we didn't have a whole lot of playoff experience in that team either, and won a wild card game, won the division series against St. Louis, but a lot of really young, talented players that hadn't been in the postseason before. And, you know, I think this team, I don't think the moment's ever been too big for this team so far this year. I've been really proud of how we've played the last month, month and a half, with a lot of pressure. For me, I told the guys yesterday, I feel like we've been playing in a playoff atmosphere for a while and playoff-type pressure for a while. Kind of that turning point for me was where we really showed our character was that in that Tampa series when we lost the first two, but how we played those last two games. And then trying to hold on to a lead the last few weeks, which is never easy to do with a team that wasn't losing very many games. Just how we handled all that, how we were able to perform. You know, I thought I was just really proud of how our guys did that. But like you said, we don't have a ton of experience. I think our guys are going to handle it extremely well. Really believe in the character and the group. And these guys play hard. And they're really looking forward to playing in front of their home fans here the next couple of days.
Okay, Kyle.
Austin, I know I'm sure you're excited to play the game. But in terms of the crowd, the atmosphere here, you've been a part of a bunch of big games this year and seen a lot of crowd reaction. But what are you expecting today, and how do you feel that Baltimore has a home playoff game?
Yeah, I couldn't be happier to play my first career playoff game at home in front of these fans, place I've been my entire career. So I know it's been a long time coming for them. I'm really excited to get out there. I imagine it'll be somewhat comparable to opening day when it's completely sold out. You got orange everywhere. We do flyovers, all the antics, everything. It's a lot of fun, but yeah, I imagine it's going to be another level of how loud it is, just how engaged the fans are. They're going to be standing up every pitch. So we're at home, so I'm glad they're going to be behind us.
Over in the back of the right.
Brandon, when did you learn yesterday that Andrew Heaney was starting game one, and what have you seen from him in the couple times that you've faced him this year?
Yeah, I found out last night. I knew there was an option that he could possibly start. I knew they had a few options, but I wasn't sure which direction they were going to go in. So I just made out a few lineups, honestly, to see who was going to, before I found out who it was going to be, and found out someone last evening and tried to let the players know as soon as possible.
Okay, over in the front.
Without knowing the Rangers roster, are you anticipating Scherzer?
If he's on the roster, I have no idea. I know he threw a live, BP or some set of sim game yesterday, but I haven't seen what their roster looks like.
Back right.
Brandon, with Means dealing with elbow soreness, obviously, like you mentioned, you expect him to be available.
Yep.
Given what he went through, I guess, just how concerning is that?
Not concerning. I know he's disappointed. You know, he threw a two-inning sim game a couple days ago and just didn't feel right. And pretty normal after a Tommy John process, and he's throwing the ball extremely well. And we just didn't want to take any chances, honestly, with it. And if you put him on the roster, it's tough to replace, all those type of things that happen. So we felt like the right thing to do was to give him a few days off and get him ready for the championship series, and hopefully we can advance.
Okay. Over here in the front.
Brandon, have you decided your order for Game 3 and, if necessary, Game 4?
Yeah, but I'm not going to announce that yet.
Okay. Would you mind passing back there? Do you have another question? Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
Austin, what kind of growth have you seen out of Kyle Bradish out of the past year and a half, and in the same vein, out of Grayson Rodriguez in the second half?
Yeah, it's been unbelievable. I'll speak on Grayson first. Whatever adjustment he made when he went down this year, he's been a completely different pitcher when he came back up. You can just see the hunger in his eyes when he's walking out there for the start. There's no fear, a ton of confidence in every one of his pitches, a ton of confidence in his catchers that are putting the pitches down. And, I mean, he's just been a totally different guy. And then Bradish, it seems like every start he's adding another pitch to a different location. It's just so tough to have a plan against because he'll throw any pitch in any count. A ton of confidence in every one of his pitches. So, just being able to throw every one of his pitches in any count, honestly, has been such a big difference for him, and understanding when to go for swing and miss and when to go for strikes. I think early on he tried to get a lot of chase, fell behind in a lot of counts. But once he started attacking and understanding when to go for the chase and the swing and miss, it's made all the difference in the world for him, and it's been a lot of fun to play behind him, see that.
Okay, we'll go over here.
Brandon, Kyle and Grayson are 1-2 among all playoff starters in ERA in the second half. Can you speak to what you guys have done as a coaching staff and organization to help those two improve in the second half?
Well, just give it a lot of people credit, including those two guys, but our pitching department and everybody involved. You know, I'll start with Kyle. Kyle made huge strides from last year. He's added a two-seamer that he's able to have this fastball go two different directions now. And so the 95-96 with a fastball that cuts with two really good breaking balls, everything was kind of going one direction. The command of the fastball, thought he would try to throw his fastball a little bit. The times, tried to do too much with it. But now he's just really learned how to pitch. The two-seamer's been a huge factor. And now he's got a changeup also. So just to be able to have a little bit more mix, be able to throw both sides of the plate with an improvement of fastball command, for me, that's why he's really taken off really the last last half of the season. With Grayson, I think the best thing, you know, Grayson made a handful of starts for us beginning of the year, a little bit inconsistent, but when we sent him back down to AAA, I thought he went down with an absolute purpose and a goal, and we set some things in place for him on what we felt like he needs to work on a little bit. He could outstuff people in the minor leagues. And it was really about fastball command and command of his off-speed pitches because his stuff is so good. He went down there. He worked on that. He came back with, like Hazy said, with real determination. I love the makeup. This guy's unbelievably competitive. Both guys are super competitive. But Grayson, since he's come back up, the command has been much improved. The aggressiveness with his fastball has been much improved. And he's going to sit at 99 for as long as he can stay out there. And like I said, he's just unbelievably competitive, but I give him a ton of credit. It's not easy. It's a tough pill to swallow to get sent down to AAA like he did, but he went down with the right mindset, probably the best thing for him to come back and really know what he needed to do to work on to get big league hitters out consistently, and he did that.
Great. Sorry, who has the mic in the back? Go ahead, Gabe.
Hey, Brandon. Your in-game moves during the season probably become like muscle memory when you do them for 6 or 7 months. Now, you may have some guys in different roles, especially on the pitching side. How much more aggressive do you anticipate being, just given the magnitude of these games and the different complexion of your roster?
Yeah, I'm going to be aggressive. I mean, I definitely like to have my eyes tell me what's going on also and have a feel for the game. And, you know, I feel like we've been playing playoff games for a while. A little bit. I'm going to match up the best way out of the bullpen. I'm going to pitch hit when I think it's appropriate, pinch run when I think it's appropriate, and just do anything I can to try to win a game.
Okay, great. Over here in the middle.
Bernie, you guys have used a lot of different players in your lineups. They change very frequently. How tough has it been for you to finalize this playoff roster, knowing you have to leave some contributors off the list?
Yeah, the position player group is pretty much the group that we ended the season with. So there wasn't very many tough decisions there, bullpen wise, and then with the means thing that put we had to make some tough decisions there and some choices on who we're gonna keep on the pitching staff. So that was the majority of the conversation. Honestly, was our bullpen and what we're gonna do.
Okay, we'll take a few more all the way in the back.
Brando, first of all, is Fujinami on the roster?
No, he's not on the roster.
Okay. This morning, he looks like he's got injured in the hand and his chin. Do you know what happened?
I think it's nothing big. I think he fell down, but he is fine and he's ready. You know, he's going to go out and throw, and he's perfectly fine.
Okay, great. Over on the left.
Hey, Brandon and Austin, you guys have seen the full trajectory and the journey of this organization's rebuild. What have you seen? How would you describe the difference between then and now, and how rewarding is it to be here finally?
Let me start.
Sure.
Just from a player perspective, going through those really tough years, there was a lot of cliques on the team. Clubhouse was kind of divided. Guys were just playing to kind of to stick and just try to find their way in the big leagues. But last year and really this year, the culture of the clubhouse changed completely, where it wasn't a selfish attitude anymore. It really was playing to win, taking such pride in our defense. Man, just being able to pass the baton to one another, understanding it's not going to be nine guys in most of our games. We're going to have to use guys off the bench. We're going to have to pinch run. You're going to get pinch hit for, and that's okay. He's putting us in the best situation we can possibly be in as players, and we understand that. And having a clubhouse that buys into that, it makes all the difference in the world. I think that was just the biggest turnaround outside of the talent and what Mike in the front office was able to do with how well they drafted. It seems like they haven't missed on any of the early draft picks. You know, those guys have come up right away. They're pros. You wouldn't know that these guys are 22, 23 years old with no big league experience at all. It seems like they've been doing it for a long time in the big leagues, and that's not what we had before. So just the combination of a clubhouse that loves one another and will do anything for one another, and we're just as relentless as can be, 1 through 14 on offense, and the bullpen always having each other's backs. And you just combine that with a lot of talent and a lot of depth and a lot of AAA depth. So when we have injuries now, I mean, you have a lot of guys in AAA that are going to come up, and it's going to be close to what you lost. So it's been a complete turnaround from all those different aspects.
Okay, great. Dan, go ahead. Oh, sorry, Brandon, did you?
I'm not sure what more to add. That was he nailed it.
Brandon, besides Fuji and Means, can you give us a sense of some of the other difficult decisions you had? There's a bench spot, a couple of the relief spots, and kind of how they came down.
So we're carrying 14 position players, which is who we ended the season with, and 12 pitchers. We added Baker. So Baker's on. Fuji's not. What other ones were there? Flaherty's on. Yep. Flaherty's on, Means not. Bauman not.
As far as the position players, it's first
step and then
the kind of.
Correct. Yep.
Okay, great. Over in the front on the left.
Austin, this team hadn't really had the media coverage like it does now for the playoffs, except for the last middle part of the season where you started to get more of those national games. Do you think that helped this team prepare themselves for the type of coverage that they're seeing now? And how have you seen even yourself and the rest of the guys handle all this?
I think everybody's handling it well. I think we have a great PR team here. Jennifer heading up that, just preparing us for when this time was going to come. It wasn't just a rebuild from the performance that was on the field. It's what comes with that. When you start winning games, like you said, you get more coverage. You have to have a lot more interviews like this. There's more people in the room. There's more microphones. You need to handle yourself like a professional and understand how to answer questions. So I think everyone in the clubhouse was very prepared for that when this time would come. So I think everybody's just taking it right in stride.
Okay, Britt.
This is for both of you guys, but this is the biggest game this organization has had in the last decade. I mean, what are you guys feeling right now? What was last night like? Are you excited, nervous, anxious? Could you sleep at all? What is this last couple hours been like for you?
I'll start. I think it's a big deal. and our players definitely deserve all this and all the attention, and it's a huge deal for the city, and we know that. I think it's we want to do this every single year, because this is what it's about, and this is why you play for 6 months and play as hard as these guys did and play to win like these guys did. But I also want to treat it like it's a normal game a little bit, and you got to be able to slow the heart rate down, and you got to be able to breathe. And I think our guys are kind of made to do that. I think they've done a great job with that this year. I don't want to overlook how, I mean, we all understand it's a huge deal, and we definitely want to win, and I want our guys to play well. But I want them to relax and play as hard as they can.
We'll take one last one in the back here.
Brandon, what was the thought process on having 14 position players versus 12 pitchers, keeping Kerstad over another relief pitcher?
I think when you have different, we have 5 or 7-game series, if we go to a 7-game series, things might change. But, you know, 5-game series with an added off day or a couple off days in there that potentially you feel more comfortable carrying less pitchers.